This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.
1 hour to go. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, in case we missed it, coming up in just about 40 minutes there. Overtime with Big Weege coming up later tonight as well. But Nicky Doinks, Jonathan Peterlin with you here. And the numbers are, I mean, the movement's growing.
Have they shifted in your favor?
I mean, it is. We're still losing, but okay. We've normalized the idea. And right now, with 54 votes in, 44% of votes now, 44.5% now, pro points for Doinks.
But it has to come with the caveat that if you answer no, you're answering while saying you hate football and America.
What's the issue there?
The issue there is that it takes a lot for somebody to click no on that.
Does it?
Not enough.
I'm on social media. I see a lot of people that got problems with this country here, and I'm simply giving them an opportunity to voice that.
I hope a lot of people just didn't even read beyond it. I hope they didn't even know what they're signing up for.
I think they did. And that's okay. That's a beauty of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it all you want, but points for Doinks is a growing movement. We started. I mean, we're getting 33% of the votes here, and Nick Wilson says. Now 44%? Who knows? We could be above 50% here. Like I said, you got to normalize the idea. We're normalizing it. Just like we are normalizing our talks with Daryl Ryder, who joins us now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
I'm Team Points for Doinks.
It's a movement.
It is. You know the amount of precision you have to hit the uprights?
No, Daryl, he's not maintaining that you actively shoot at the uprights. This is just like I missed the actual field goal. I hit the uprights, and there, ergo, I get another point.
Yeah, no. I didn't like the way you said that.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake point is what it should be labeled as.
I disagree.
Well, it's just bad branding for you. I get it. But like a mistake point is how it should be branded.
You're running a smear campaign for Doinks.
Oops, I failed at my job.
And you're trying to go, here's a point. It's not failing
here's
anymore.
This is the participation trophy of points if I've ever seen
it.
I thought you were wide right.
And I was like, I feel bad for you, sunshine. Let me tussle your hair.
Daryl,
here's a point.
To co-sign this participation trophy, good job, good effort, is wildly surprising out of you.
You see, you are absolutely missing the point, both literally and figuratively, Jonathan. If
no doink for you.
Andre Schmidt doinks went off the upright, right? And he can say, hey, I was aiming for the upright and I got us a point.
But he wasn't aiming for the upright. He was aiming to go through the uprights because that's worth more.
Plausible deniability.
Yep.
No, I'd call him stupid. I'd be like, Andre Schmidt, that's lame and you're stupid.
I mean, you're just trying to go full Ken and Anthony with this smear campaign, just talking over Daryl and I, and that's okay. I get it. But Daryl's points for Doinks, Max point for Doinks, I'm points for Doinks.
Did Max say he was points for Doinks?
Yeah, he said it with his eyes.
Mac, are you points for Doinks?
I'm Doinkserland.
Well, we don't like that. I mean, I don't really care what side you're on.
That was wide right.
That one didn't even doink.
Yeah.
You know,
you are a doink.
When we reward people for like, you know, not doing their job, the doinking, you know.
I just like that Mac took a stand.
No, he didn't. He literally did not. He said
that was the implication.
Nick.
I understood the joke.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
All right.
That was me. That was Matt catching a stray from me.
Look at this.
We're in a tussle right now.
Daryl, is Joe Flacco returning to Baltimore for the first time since being exiled? Is this going to be more of a positive for the Browns on Sunday or negative?
I think it's a positive. Between that and the celebration, the fact that they're, depending on what book you're looking at, they're basically a double-digit dog in this game. They were awful chatty in the locker room this week from a confidence standpoint. So, I mean, they can go into Baltimore, I think, this weekend with really nothing to lose. So, and look, Joe Flacco is a guy, and he made the joke earlier this week where he's like, I've been criticized all my career for showing no emotion. So me keeping my emotions in check, even if I can't, you're not going to have any idea, but it shouldn't be a problem for me. So I think that, if the Browns, I feel like if the Browns win this game on Sunday, it is going to be considered a monumental upset around the National Football League.
Miles Garrett said it just the older crowd are the only people that care about the 30th anniversary. I think you asked Stefanski about it. You asked somebody earlier in the week. Apologies for me not remembering correctly who it was. But about that.
Appreciate you paying attention to my work.
No, Jonathan. I just can't remember it. That was really
that's
the
a
problem.
Doink. That's 1 point for Peterlin.
I tried really hard to remember it, Daryl. I just couldn't remember who you were talking to at that specific moment. But the takeaway you did have that I did remember was that players aren't really buying into what the fans are buying into when it comes to this 30th anniversary and whether or not they get to be peeved about it.
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. One, pro sports today, they're just so transient. Players bounce around all the time. They have cursory knowledge of the franchise that they're playing for. They're there either because they got drafted, they're paid the best to be there. Of course, they're going to, every city they play in, those are automatically the best fans that they've ever played in front of before, right? Because those are the right things that you say. You certainly aren't going to go to a new city and say, yeah, these fans aren't nearly as good as the fans I just came from. You'll never say something like that. But the point I'm trying to make here is that the 30th anniversary thing matters to Browns fans, and understandably so. They are still scarred from what happened in 1995, the expansion franchise that they received in return has been a colossal failure, while their former team has gone on to win Super Bowls and draft a dozen Hall of Famers. And you're left, you're left making jokes about points for doinks at this point because the Browns go through kickers and quarterbacks here like water. The Ravens, meanwhile, have had two franchise quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Next. in their history, and the Browns can't even accidentally blindfolded walk into one if their lives depended on it this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I, you know, Browns fan has every reason to be bitter and angry, not just at the Browns, but at the National Football League, who set the franchise up to begin with for failure, gave it to the guy that put Art Modell on the private jet on a runway in Baltimore to sign the contract. You know, that detail gets lost in the weeds every once in a while. So, but, you know, from a player's standpoint, I thought Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator, said it best this week. And he basically reiterated what I had said. I think it was with the midday show. And that was the players respectfully care, but they're more focused in investing their energy and finding ways to stop Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson. You know, they're trying to win a football game here. They're not, you know, focused on, you know, Cleveland 95, the documentary or whatever, you know, what happened 30 years ago, even though fans are unable to let it go. And understandably, they're unable to let it go for all those reasons I just mentioned.
All right. Say what you want about this game on Sunday, but points for doings.
I think you just showed your hand.
Is a movement. And it is not a joke. Thank you very much.
If anything, I feel like you just showed your hand, and I feel like
I think
you
showed
are,
more than his hand.
You are more on my side and potentially Mac's side than
I
think you were.
Not on your side. I am absolutely not on your. Listen,
that's understandable, I guess. But
I
like all things
all
considered,
about anything to add to the entertainment value of things, and I think points for doinks adds significant entertainment value. Even though I do sense, because it is coming from Nick, there is a little tongue in cheek involved.
Oh, he
I do
just,
have
wow.
tongue and I do have cheeks. But
yeah. All right, that court jester in the corner, I guess, proceed.
So you think they're going to win on Sunday?
Probably not.
But okay, actually, let me ask you this. Do you think if you chose... No, actually, Peterlin came up with this one and I actually really like it. If you were choosing the line for Sunday's game, where would you set it at?
I would probably set it closer to 8.5 because I think the game, I don't think the Browns are winning the game, but I think it's going to be closer than 11.5, 12.5 spread. Yes, the Ravens are angry after letting that one get away in Buffalo, I should say, Sunday night. The Browns aren't necessarily walking in thrilled themselves, right? So, and you know, Joe Flacco's, you got the Joe Flacco storyline, you got, there's a bunch of things here. So I think it's going to be a close game, but look, can we just be honest about it? As painful as it is to sit and say, you got to be honest and say, the Ravens are just better at football than the Cleveland Browns have been, and hopefully, well, won't ever be, but like, it feels that way. The Ravens win every year. The Browns lose every year. The Ravens are first and second place every year. The Browns are third or fourth place every year. I mean, that's just the way it's been. Now we're in season number 27 with this expansion franchise that can't get on its feet. The good news is the Browns have, I believe, won 4 of the last 7 meetings between these two teams. So things are starting to level off. The Browns are more competitive in these games than they have been. But well, I view the Ravens as a Super Bowl contender again this year. I don't know if they get there. I don't think they do, but they're in the conversation. Whereas, the Browns ownership and front office are spending their Saturdays flying around the country looking for the next great college quarterback to bring in here.
What is your expectation with Quinshon Judkins?
I think he plays. I don't think it's going to be a full workload. I think they'll pick and choose their spots with him, maybe a package of 20 plays or so, but I do think you see him on Sunday. They'll have to make a roster move tomorrow to make that happen, similar to what they do with practice squad elevations. We will know by, I believe, 4 p.m. tomorrow if Quinshon Judkins is going to play.
Daryl, I'm going to really traverse some tough footing here, but this was good stuff, solid analysis, and your support for Points for Doinks is... when we rule the world, it will not be forgotten. Let me just say that.
I am happy to make a donation on behalf of the campaign for Points for Doinks.
You are pro Points for Doinks. You're pro America. And
go to like Nick's Burger Fund? What is that? Where does that go?
Now fat jokes. First, when he can't smear points for doinks.
Where does it go?
Now hey, he listen, smears my cholesterol.
Where are you donating the money to?
I'm still waiting for Peterlin to pay up his bet, so I don't know what
I do
to tell
owe you.
You
that. Well, yeah, I got
to
see you. I haven't even seen you.
What do you owe
I
him?
Don't know. I filled in a few times with you, Jonathan, and nothing.
How did I miss that there was a burger bet between the two of you?
It's the initial burger bet that we all have. I owe you guys both burgers still.
Wait a minute. You haven't even paid Nick?
No one's come collecting.
Wait, Peterlin was part of our bet?
That might not be true. I don't know. Maybe I don't owe you anything. I'm not sure. No, I think I owe you one. I owe you one. And I asked both you guys the day of. I said, where would you like your gift card to? And then you guys, oh, well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And then I think I even asked and followed up like a week later. Oh, we'll figure it out.
Send me
a text. I would love to take. I want to take care of this as soon as possible.
Still waiting on my food. I had Nick taken care of within days. You know, we're months down the line.
I can't come. I'm not going to come and hound you down to then pay off this bet.
Well, that's how it works if a man wants to satisfy his debts.
Not really, though. Like, if you, I've asked you guys
you
multiple
get a reverse
times.
Loan shark it.
I would love it if you sent me a text of where you'd love a gift card to, and I would be more than happy to go ahead and digitally send you a gift card there so you don't even have to worry about anything else.
And the gift card's another cop out. Nick to Swenson's
Wait,
to get
a,
his
what's
burger.
A cop out of the gift card?
You can't be seen in public with either one of us?
I'm about to have a second child in like a week, Daryl. I'm lucky I have any time at all.
Yeah, but you weren't about to have a second child, you know, 6 months ago when
exactly.
you lost your bet.
Yeah,
I forgot about.
Wasn't going to do that.
By the way,
I'm going to just send a gift card.
But I am really glad on a Friday I reminded Nick he's got free food coming to him from Jonathan.
I'm so serious about this, though. Seriously, text me the place and I will send you the digital gift card within the next break.
And I'm still waiting on my Iman Shumpert bobblehead, too.
And
I have that for you. Now, that's something I just haven't brought.
All right. And listen, I'm grateful for the points for doinks. Grateful for the analysis. I hope you're grateful for the boots to asses that are coming this weekend in our fantasy football league. You'll never be the same after you tangle with the big bear. Flack to the future is about to doink you right up.
Yeah, I'll just say to you, Nick, Elf... You,
Daryl, shouldn't it be like a league rule if your name is Flacco to the future, Flack to the future, should have to start Joe Flacco in your fantasy football league?
Probably, but you know, Nick went with Baker Mayfield, so
yeah,
I sniped him away from me.
You hate to see it. Daryl, be good, buddy.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football.
Daryl Ryder, who will be getting his ass kicked at fantasy football this weekend, but he supports points for doinks. Ben, do not think I've forgotten about you and doinks. Mike, you don't even want to talk about it. But we're going to talk about points for doinks. Tommy, you two. We'll react to what Daryl had to say. Maybe a little bit of goat quarterback talk in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.